This is an Americans for Limited Government Minute. I'm Frank McCaffrey. We've been talking a lot about government cutbacks, and ALG's Robert Romano sees something comical in what we got.
After learning that the total cut for fiscal year 2012 in the House Leadership Debt Ceiling Increase Plan would only amount to $1 billion, Bill Wilson, president of Americans for Limited Government, said the following, quote, "It is laughably pathetic that after claiming $1.2 trillion in cuts over 10 years in the House plan that somehow this proposal only achieves $1 billion in deficit reduction for the upcoming fiscal year, the only fiscal year that this Congress controls," end quote. It would take 1,200 years of annual spending cuts totaling $1 billion to add up to $1.2 trillion in savings. As House leadership works to redraft their plan, they need to be held accountable to their promises. The American people deserve better.
This has been an Americans for Limited Government Minute.